the voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Stepien spread out to the left, and the Meester in the backfield. There's a give, help, and a reverse.
They're running the reverse, and an option by Stepien, and a catch at the 41.
Coldwater Cardinal football is on the air.
Taking the handoff, and got hit as he got the ball off. The ball's pulled down at the 40-yard line. An interception by Coldwater's Logan Taggart.
Logan Taggart with a big interception there.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Hale at Ottawa and RV, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
And it goes to Cooper Murphy up the middle. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Coldwater.
And warm greetings from Marshall High School, the home of the Red Hawks. Coldwater Cardinal football on the air for the final time in the regular season. We can say that because there's a slim hope of the Coldwater Cardinals getting into the playoffs. If they beat the Marshall Red Hawks tonight, they would finish at 5-4 if they would be able to finish out the Red Hawks. And that would be the first time since 1989 that the Coldwater football program finishes the season with a winning record. I'm Sean Watson. To my left is Al Rackesy. The excitement in town is very palpable.
Absolutely. Good to be here, Sean. A nice, crisp fall evening for football. This is kind of weather the football should be played in. I realize the folks would probably like it a little bit warmer, but we're here to take on the Red Hawks tonight, and it would be nice to be a little part of history of sorts, if you would. You mentioned the town being very excited about tonight's game, and obviously they should be. Coldwater's record coming in at 4-4, with the opportunity to go 5-4 with the victory over Marshall here tonight, and also that outside chance of making the playoffs, which I don't know as though we've ever made the playoffs, have we? And
we have not. The year that Coldwater won the Twin Valley in 1986, they finished 7-2. Teams that they lost to, Three Rivers and Lumen Christi that year, did make the playoffs, but that was a much smaller field.
Right. So, anyway, a lot at stake for the Cardinals here tonight. Even if they were to lose and you would look at a 4-5 record, you'd still have to consider the season to be successful. But these kids and the coaches definitely don't want that to happen. They want to go out on a winning note. They want that 5-4 record, and they want to be sitting in their couches and their chairs on Sunday night waiting for the announcements as to whether or not they made the playoffs or not. So,
well, I do have a tip that if Coldwater wins tonight, the kids would be coming to the high school and watching together the Selection Sunday show at 7 o'clock Sunday on Fox Sports Net Detroit.
Well, that's good. That's a good way to build, team spirit and some camaraderie and everything. And it would be a big event if we get to that point for the kids and the coaches and, reminiscent of, the NCAA tournament and everything, how you see all the teams waiting to see, whether they made the final field of 68 or 9 or whatever heck it is now in basketball. But anyway, it is a very exciting time for Coldwater football, and it's been a very fun season to watch and to broadcast these kids and coaches, and it's just been a whole lot of fun.
Well, first I got to take care of business tonight. Let's take care of our business by recapping what the Cardinals have done this season. They lost at St. Joe 33-14 to start off back in August, and that was a game, well, really they were competitive throughout except for the last 5 minutes where they were intercepted, and then things kind of fell apart for them.
Yeah, unfortunately they kind of imploded there at the end of that game, but they hung with St. Joe right almost to the very end.
And they were able to hang with Portage Northern, although the Huskies scored the first 22 points of that game. The Cardinals, the final 13, final score 22-13. They opened up Smack East play with a 20-13 win against Battle Creek Central. They lost at Harper Creek 39-9, but even then they looked pretty good in spots, too.
Oh, yeah, they definitely did. And, Harper's an awfully good football team, and should we make the playoffs, there's an outside chance that it could be our opponent. you know, you don't really know the matchups, but obviously we would come in as a lower seed and Harper mm-hmm. would be a higher seed. So, but the kids played relatively well against Harper Creek, and then they came back with a nice big homecoming win against Sturgis.
34-14 was the final score, a game that will be remembered by this group for a long, long, long time. They didn't, they weren't too high. What am I trying to say? They took care of business the following week at Loy Norris, 42-6, alleviating any worries that the coaches might have had that the team was still thinking about their win the previous week.
Absolutely. That's a game that could have stuck by the Cardinals that night, and but they came out strong and played a very, very good football team against Loy Norris and just took it to the house and won the score 42-6 over the Knights.
The next week they lost at Lakeview 56-7, and Quinn and I saw firsthand why Lakeview is the class of the league this year.
Yeah, I remember Quinn texting me that night, and his first text was, wow. And then, you know, he told me how hard Lakeview was hitting and everything, and I talked to Coach Scorefire, Coach DeMeester, and a couple of the other guys around town and stuff, and they said that was one of the hardest hitting football games from Lakeview's standpoint, anyway, that they had seen in a long, long time. And Donnie Ernstberger was just a horse that night mm-hmm. for the Spartans.
Well, they were so hard-hitting that a couple of the kids on the Coldwater squad sat out the following week due to concussions and other injuries. But the JV call-ups did their job well, and the team did their job well. They took care of business against Gull Lake 30-20 last week. Let's recap how the Cardinals did. Cooper Murphy, what more can you say about Cooper Murphy?
He's something, I'll tell you what. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but I'll tell you what. He finds his holes and he runs hard. And, you know, he brought a little of excitement right out of the gate last week with that 97-yard kickoff return of the opening kickoff there for the TD. The Cardinals off on the right foot. And then not only that, but he tacked on another 202 yards of rushing and another 31 yards passing through the air. So real big night for Cooper Murphy. And, you know, again, he's just been a solid football player for the Cardinals all year.
Well, his stats last week, 29 carries on the ground, 202 yards and three rushing touchdowns, two kickoff returns totaling 115 yards, plus, as you mentioned, the 97-yard kickoff return to begin the game for a touchdown. He was also 1-of-1 passing for 31 yards. He connected with his younger brother, Sawyer, on that, the only pass for Coldwater. And Sam DeMeester, freshman, called up in the JV, did not play like a freshman, 11 carries for 65 yards. Then Sawyer Murphy with the 31-yard reception. Coldwater outgained Gull Lake on the ground, 291 yards to 137. And then on the defensive side, Chris Vandenhout and Tyler Rankin had six tackles apiece. Ryan Hadley, Mike Covey, Austin Siegel, and Brandon Lewis, five tackles apiece. Also, that was Brandon Lewis's first game on the varsity being called up last week.
Yeah, you mentioned about those JV call-ups playing well, Sean, and they all did for the Cardinals, and that's exactly what the Cardinals needed. You know, Gull Lake was a team that, again, could have snuck up on the Cardinals after that big loss to Lakeview. But, you know, the young men that came up, Sam DeMeester, as you mentioned, Brandon Lewis, Colin Ward coming in at quarterback. You know, we had our backup quarterback in there. He did a great job. And just everybody really, really played a good football game last week against Gull Lake.
So for the season, Cooper Murphy, 149 carries for 876 yards and 10 rushing touchdowns, averaging 5.9 yards a carry. Overall, 1,296 all-purpose yards. That includes 159 yards receiving, most of them coming out at St. Joe in the first game, 261 yards on kickoff returns, and the rushing yardage.
Absolutely, and, you know, Cooper is 124 yards away from 1,000 yards, and, you know, the way he's been running the football, you know, the last few games and stuff, if I were a betting man, I'd bet on him getting that, and I sure hope and pray that he does get that to that 1,000-yard mark tonight. That's a special mark to get to for a young man.
Luke Beckhusen, who set out last week's game, 21 of 55 passing, 426 yards, three touchdowns, four interceptions, 53 carries, 206 yards, and two touchdowns. Again, he'll be back tonight. Brian Garrett, the second leading rusher, will not be. He's out the rest of the season after injuring his shoulder up at Lakeview, 85 carries for 420 yards and three scores. Luke Stempion is going to be back as well. He did not play last week with a sore knee, nine catches, 143 yards, and a touchdown. on the season defensively. Chris Vandenhout leading the way with 40 tackles. Zach Meester with 37. He didn't play last week, but he'll be back this week. Austin Siegel with 30. Tyler Rankin, 29. And Luke Stempien with 29 as well. Now, on to the Marshall Redhawks. It's kind of a down year for Coach Jim Hendershot's squad. Hendershot in his fourth season succeeding the legendary Rich Holko. His team is 2-6 overall, 2-4 in the SMAC East, but they did get their second win of the season last week at Battle Creek Central, 37-20. Third-year senior quarterback Danny Welke, who's getting some D1 looks, 9-14 passing, 121 yards and two touchdowns. One of those touchdown passes was to Landry Reynolds, favorite receiver. He had 6 receptions for 83 yards and the score. Bobby Owens, 7 carries, 103 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jerome Washington, 15 carries for 106 yards. So we see both the running and the passing game doing quite well for the Redhawks last week against Battle Creek Central.
Absolutely. And anytime you have a quarterback like Danny Welke, the team that he's playing for has the capability of putting up some points quick and in on big plays. He's got a very strong arm. He's very accurate with that, as you mentioned, getting some looks from some other different colleges. And then the rushing game for the Marshall Redhawks has started to come on a little bit later in the season here. You know, Washington and Owens both being over 100 yards last year. So you also mentioned Landry Reynolds. Obviously, he's been his favorite, Danny Welke's favorite receiver this year. And whoever's back there in the Cardinal defense is definitely going to have to keep an eye on him all night long.
Danny Welke for the season, 94 completions out of 185 attempts, 1,282 yards and 15 touchdowns. 10 of those touchdown catches were made by Landry Reynolds, 44 receptions for 791 yards. Alex Walton, 22 receptions for 268 yards and 2 scores. On the defensive side, Tyler Horn leading the way with 41 tackles. Big Madison Hotel with 40 tackles. Chris Upright with 34 tackles. What a name for a football player to be upright. Think about that.
Well, hopefully for Marshall, he stays upright. But for the Cardinals, hopefully they put him in a down position tonight.
Coming up over the next few minutes, pregame interviews that I conducted with Marshall head coach Jim Hendershot, also with Coldwater head coach Jeff Scorfar, as our pregame rolls on from here at Marshall High School. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Birds of a feather may flock together, but early birds and night owls can flock to Anytime Fitness in Coldwater because the secure facility is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Plus, memberships are good at 2,000 Anytime Fitness clubs worldwide. Join any Tuesday in October and pay just $8 for the first month with no enrollment fee. Then take advantage of top-of-the-line cardio and hammer strength training equipment, as well as classes and personal training options at Anytime Fitness off US 12 and South Willowbrook Road in Coldwater.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's Pee Wee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tailgater at Meijer.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's the Coldwater Cardinals visiting the Marshall Redhawks to wrap up the 2013 regular season in high school football. We're checking in with the head coach of the Marshall Redhawks, Jim Hendershot. First off, a little summary of how the season's gone for your Red Hawks.
Well, it's been up and down. Obviously, two wins at this point is not what anybody envisioned. And we battled through some adversity. You know, the kids keep playing hard, and that's all we can ask of them. And we work hard as a team, and, you know, our success is coming as a team, and our failures come as a team. And we just try to keep getting better every day.
Well, as I take a look at how the team has done through the season, definitely the defense has improved by leaps and bounds, and got your second win of the season last week up at Battle Creek Central.
Yeah, you know, the kids played good last week. We like playing at CW Post, and we always seem to play good there. You know, we're still a young team. We got some veterans in key spots, but we got a lot of young kids playing, a lot of first-year players on the varsity, and a couple sophomores, and they've gotten better. And, you know, it's been a learning experience. I really think we've given a couple teams some opportunities that maybe we shouldn't have, but, you know, you can't do it. You can't unring a bell. That's the way it is. I'd love to turn the clock back and get another shot at a couple teams, but that's just the way it is. And so you got to just keep getting better and keep working hard.
Among the players you have as veterans on this team, you've got some of the skill players, and especially the quarterback, Danny Welke, who got a lot of preseason attention.
Yeah, Danny's a solid kid, great student, great kid, smart, probably could call the game himself and would like to if we let him. He's one of the reasons that you coach football. He's just a great person to be around and loves the game and is a student of the game and obviously has a lot of ability.
Well, with the team facing a whole bunch of adversity, you probably count on guys like him to be on-field leaders, too.
Oh, on-field, off-field, yeah. You know, in the classroom, in the hallway. He's the real deal. He's a complete package of what you would want a high school athlete, student, human being, person to be. He's somebody our school can be really proud of as a leader.
Well, tonight's opponent, the Coldwater Cardinals, 4-4 season coming in, pretty solid on both sides of the ball, particularly impressive on both sides of the line in play.
Oh yeah, you know, they in Coldwater, I felt. They've always played hard, and, you know, I've known Jeff, head coach, for several years. He's actually a former Marshall student teacher, and so we've known each other for a while, and I knew when he was the right pick when they selected him to be the head coach to bring Coldwater back up to where they should be in our league, in the new league, and quality guy. Always thought highly of them, and enjoy having a little back and forth with them. Good person.
Of course, ever since the Cardinals won their final Twin Valley Championship back in 1986, the rivalry has been decidedly one-sided in favor of the Red Hawks. But, you know, this could be a year where the Cardinals sneak out a victory. This could be a year where, as depleted as the Red Hawks may be, they might sneak out with their third win of the season, so it's going to be a very close game, I figure.
Well, I anticipate that. You know, both teams are going to play hard. Nobody likes going out with a loss, and you always want to leave your best effort on the field at the end of the year. And, you know, I know he'll have his guys ready to go and playing their best and playing with as much emotion as they can, and then that's our goal. That's our main focus, and we'll be there to do the same thing. Last home game for our seniors. We like to spend them out with a good feeling and a little building for the underclassmen for next year.
Jim Hendershot, head coach of the Marshall Redhawks, thank you so much for your time, and good luck tonight, and try and stay warm tonight.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
After the break, we check in with Coldwater head coach Jeff Scorfar. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Can we get something straight?
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant, new and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Located online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motor homes, toy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls,
barbecue, horse, stock, and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're back with Coldwater head football coach Jeff Scorfar. Kickoff between the Cardinals and the Redhawks coming up at the top of the hour. Our coach's pregame interview brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company in Coldwater. At Union Pallet, they offer a full range of services, including used pallet pickup, pallet recycling, and pallet sales. To learn how you can help save the environment by recycling your company's pallets, call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888.
You don't have to eat fast food for lunch. At the Willows Bar and Grill, their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp. Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or perch sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater.
The heated deck is open, weather permitting.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Everyone knows that diamonds are forever, but did you know that the prongs on your ring aren't? At Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater, they know your rings and other jewelry are just like a car. They need regular checkups and tune-ups. That's why they offer free ring inspection and cleaning. That way, they can catch any problem before they happen, like losing that diamond. Plus, at Culey's Jewelry, you have the peace of mind knowing your jewelry repairs are not sent away and are done quickly in the store and at a price you can afford. Before your rings or jewelry get to the point of no return, give them a checkup and tune-up at Culey's Jewelry. An ounce of prevention can keep you happy for years to come. Stop in with your jewelry to Culey's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater for over 45 years.
Culey's, Culey's, fine jewelry says it best.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company. Just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekancha on Old 27, or online at NottawaGas.com.
AM 1590. The FM 95.5, WTVB.
Sean Watson, Al Rackesy, back here at Marshall High School. We had a little technical, an electrical glitch, which took out power to the entire press box, but now we're back so we can bring you the remainder of the interview with Coldwater head coach Jeff Scorfar. The win-loss record might not necessarily reflect that. Not really looking at that. We're looking at how the kids developed from the beginning of the season to the end.
Yes, that's correct. And that, you know, and if we can do that, you know, it's gonna help feed diversity. It's gonna keep kids interested, and they're gonna be happy, and they're gonna be better football players. And that's what we're looking for.
three kids were brought up from the JVs to the varsity for last week's Gull Lake game, and they were inserted into the game. They didn't really miss a beat.
No, they didn't. In fact, the three of them played outstanding for us. In fact, better than what we actually had hoped for. And that was a nice surprise. You know, they really contributed a lot. They stepped in, and you know, without them, we might have been hurting. So that was really nice to see. And you know, you got to attribute that to, you know, our lower programs. The JV program did a nice job of getting those kids ready. And plus, those kids put in a lot of hard work in the off season, and they were in the weight room a lot and stuff like that. So they were ready to come up.
And they were active participants in the preseason camp that you had earlier this season too, right?
Yes, they were. So that they'd been around everybody, they knew everybody, so that was good.
We're talking about Addison Duda, Brandon Lewis, and Sandra Meester, who sure didn't look like a freshman the time that he was out there on the field.
No, he didn't. You know, that was probably one of our biggest surprises. You know, we haven't, at least since I've been around, we've never had a freshman come up to varsity, but you know, we thought that he was ready, and you know, fortunately for us, he proved us right. You know, and it's only going to be a second game, so you know, we'll see what happens in the second game. But I tell you what, he impressed us as the rest of the other two did too, and in fact, the whole team did. That was a big win last week with five starters out. And you know, we're just hoping that we're back healthy now and we can go in with a full squad against Marshall.
Here, the Coldwater head football coach Jeff Scorefar from here at Marshall High School. As we're about ready for kickoff between the Cardinals and the Redhawks, so it's time to bring you our starting lineups for tonight's game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Short's Root Beer Stand. Tomorrow at Short's Root Beer Stand, enjoy their fish dinner basket and join Short's on Monday for their delicious chicken strip dinner basket. On Halloween, kids 12 and under will receive a free treat from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Short's Root Beer Stand, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Saturday at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater. Open this fall through Halloween. That's next Thursday, by the way. Accepting debit and credit cards. Marshall will receive the ball to start the game, moving from left to right across your radio dial from north to south here at Marshall High School. So we will see the offense first, led by Danny Welke. He is a 6'3", 190-pound senior. Tailback Jerome Washington, fullback Tyler Horn, wide receiver Landry Reynolds and Alex Walton, tight end Travis Muma, and the offensive line, Alex Beatty, A.J. Jasinski, Drew Maisner, Madison Hoftow, and Jared Etter, going 220, 190, 195, 280, and 180. Again, with the exception of Hoftow, kind of an undersized offensive line for the Redhawks as the kickoff went out of bounds and the procedure call came out.
Yeah, you mentioned the undersized line. That's not something that we're used to seeing here at Marshall. You know, they're kind of renowned for the offensive linemen and defensive linemen that they've developed over the years.
Right.
So, as you mentioned, a little undersized, but I'm sure they're full of heart, and they'll give everything they got for Coach Hendershot and the Redhawks tonight.
Oh, first and 10, Redhawks from their 35-yard line. They will go up against Coldwater's defense, led by the defensive line of Joel Jepson, Logan Taggart, Mike Covey, Darian Bradley, going 207, 265, 175, and 265.
And here we go.
Welke out of the shotgun, looking right side, finds an open receiver. That is Landry Reynolds. He runs right side, forced out of bounds near the 45-yard line. That's just enough for a first down.
Nothing fancy, just a real quick hitter out here on the right side, and Landry able to pick up the first down, as you mentioned, Sean.
Coldwater's linebackers, Austin Siegel, Zach Meester, Tyler Rankin. In the secondary, Ryan Hamley, Steven Seltzer, the corners, Chris Vandenhout, and Luke Stempien back as the safeties. First and 10 Redhawks from their 45-yard line. Welke out of the shotgun. Trips to the left side, one to the right. Rolling to the left of pass is Welke. He's got a man wide open. No. Holy smokes, it is Bryce Blanchard.
Thankfully, he lost his balance. He fell out of bounds.
Otherwise, he would have scored six quite easily as it is. The Redhawks into Coldwater territory, first and 10 from Coldwater 20.
Now, there's a little mix-up in the Coldwater defensive backfield. Ryan Hadley was looking around. He didn't know where he was exactly supposed to be, so Marshall spreading it out, causing some problems right now for the Coldwater defense.
Well, he three-step drop back out of the shotgun. Finds the receiver open in the corner of the end zone. And is it a catch? No, it's not. It's out of bounds. Landry Reynolds had it, but he was just out of bounds when he caught it. So, second and 10.
Was a catch, but not in the right spot for Marshall. Danny Welke coming out, slinging the ball all over the field here right early for the Redhawks.
Black stopped with 11:40 left to play in the first quarter. Barely enough time for the Cardinals to settle in, you know.
Barely enough time for us to settle in.
That, too. Especially given the short electrical outage that affected everybody here in the press box. Under center, the draw play going up the middle. That is Jerome Washington, first and goal down to the four-yard line.
Marshall having it their way right now with the Coldwater defense. They're going to have to buck up here and see if they can dig in and keep Marshall from crossing that goal line.
Now, one thing I did not ask Coach Jim Henderson is how the kids that came over from Albion after they closed Albion High School have integrated with the Marshall High School student body, in particular the kids that went out for football because they didn't even play football at Albion last year.
Well, I read an article about that. We'll get to that here in a minute.
Well, Jerome Washington, touchdown Marshall from 4 yards out.
Takes Marshall less than a minute on the scoreboard to go down the field and put up six against the Cardinal defense. So Cardinal defense, the coaching staff, the fans, and even us announcers a little bit shell-shocked right now.
Now, we're going to have a different look as far as the kicking game for Marshall. Their kicker, Sidney Reichenbaugh, broke her leg last week's game against Battle Creek Central, so it's a different guy trying to put the PAT in, and somehow, oh, is that Travis Mumaw? Number 15?
No, number 46.
Number 46, who we don't have in our program. Well, anyway, puts it through. 7-0 Redhawks, 11-11 left to play in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. How about a 2011 Jeep Patriot 4x4, just $13,675 or $213 per month? Looking for a low-cost ride? Mobilia has a 2005 Dodge Neon, 2005 Dodge Grand Caravan SXT, and 2001 Ford Taurus, all under $6,000. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Tom Whiteley, Dean Mobilia, and now Sean Stouter. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. That's right, free. It's like saving 25% every time you get an oil change. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
End over and kick caught and dropped by the Cardinals as Steven Seltzer finally lands on it at the 23-yard line. The Marshall Redhawks were quick in pursuit on special teams. Didn't get them to allow them to get very far.
Well, he had the opportunity, Sean, if he would have handled that cleanly to get a good go at it. The kick was only about to the 20, 22-yard line, and that's really right where it ended up with the fumble.
So as we revisit the shorts, Rip Beer Stand starting lineups, the Redhawks down 7-0. The Cardinals with their first offensive series. The Cardinals are going to be led out onto the field by Luke Beckhusen, the sophomore.
As we mentioned, Colin Warwick did a nice job last night, but it's good to have Luke back.
A handoff goes to Chris Vandenhout, hitting the right side. He's free! To midfield, to the 40. See if the Cardinals try to answer. To the 20, to the 10, almost stayed in bounds. Is that a late flag that was thrown out?
I did not see one. Can't see one at this point.
Nope. Pursued by Alex Walton well into the secondary. This could be one of the makings of another shootout.
See, that was... there is a penalty.
The sideline warning against Coldwater, but the Cardinals should keep possession of the ball.
Well, and they are. Not a penalty.
Right.
So
there wasn't a fumble out of bounds as Vandenhout was forced foul by Alex Walton. They will put the ball down at the 8-yard line. Oh, how about that? First and goal.
65-yard run there for Chris Vandenhout right out of the gate for the Cardinals. So Cardinals with a little bit of lightning of their own.
Chris Vandenhout, Cooper Murphy, and Sam DeMeester in the backfield for Coldwater. First and goal. And off goes to guess who? Cooper Murphy!
Right up the middle.
Just now, Coldwater!
That was a signal. I didn't see a signal.
That was down on the near side.
Oh, okay.
So it is official, an 8-yard run by Cooper Murphy.
Coldwater answers in a matter of 22 seconds.
Sheesh. There's 10:49 left to play in the first quarter. Just a two-play drive. And Blaze Watson getting ready to kick the point after. Colin Wark a little bit late in coming out. Designated holder. Rush put on.
Oops,
shanked it to the left. Thanks to the pressure coming from the Redhawks. So the Cardinals draw to within one. It's just a 7-6 Marshall lead over the Coldwater Cardinals. Let's take this 30-second break. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game. Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
You know what, Al? At some point, we will give you the full starting offense for Coldwater and the starting Marshall defense. It just helps if we have a long clock-consuming drive from either side.
Minute and 11 seconds gone, and both teams have scored.
The difference here being a missed PAT by Blaze Watson. It's 7-6 Marshall. Here comes the kickoff by Blaze Watson. Line drive. He's going to boom it into the end zone and force the Redhawks to a touchback, first and 10 on their 20.
Hurry up and read those starters.
Well, I already went over the Marshall offense, the Coldwater defense.
Got to
wait for the Cardinals to get the ball back.
Marshall, we're going to set up shop on the 20-yard line and see if Danny Welke continues to throw the ball up the field and across the field for the Redhawks.
Going to be over 1,300 yards, maybe close to 1,400 by the end of the night, the way things are going. Well, this time he will hand off to his running back, Jerome Washington, one of the 100-yard men, running the sweep left side, and a 6-yard gain for Washington.
Nice little run there. Good blocking by the Marshall left side of the Marshall offensive line.
Of course, it helps. You got a 220-pound left tackle anchoring that.
Some
undersized guy in the middle.
Zach DeMeester with the tackle on Washington.
Second and 3, Redhawks. Trips to the right side. Danny Welke under center. And a quick hitter goes to Landry Reynolds. Just enough for the first down as he's brought down at the 33-yard line. Zach DeMeester, basically resuming where he left off a couple of weeks ago.
Zach doing a good job. Nice to see him back. Nice job of sportsmanship out there from Darian Bradley, helping up Landry Reynolds off of the field after he made the catch.
Quickly, the Redhawks to the line of scrimmage. Danny Welke will snap out of the eye this time. A whole bunch of different looks on the offensive side. The deep handoff goes to Jerome Washington, and he plows forward to the 42-yard line.
I haven't heard much about the rushing attack for them this year. Jerome Washington off to a very good start here tonight for Marshall.
9:37 and counting left to play in the first quarter, 7-6. Marshall on top of Coldwater. The fans haven't had a chance to settle down before the first two scores of the game went up on the board.
Some of the fans aren't even in their seats yet, probably.
Welke out of the shotgun. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Looking left side. And screen pass runs up to midfield. That's Landry Reynolds into Cardinal territory, forced out of bounds at the 47. Another Red Hawk first down. I think Marshall has figured out that the Cardinals are kind of susceptible on the pass defense because that's how Gull Lake got their points last week.
Well, if Coldwater is going to continue to play back off of the receivers on the line, he'll keep going with those quick hitters, and Landry Reynolds is fast enough to get a few yards on every play and keep moving the ball down the field.
It's going to be a fake handoff to Washington. Welke keeps it himself to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, to the 20. Still in bounds. Finally brought down past the 10. They will say he stepped out of bounds at the 12. Another first down for the men in black.
Yeah, play that I think we've seen a couple of times from the Stryver's Trojans with Chance Stewart. Two quarterbacks of similar stature, similar statistics.
And Danny Welke, from what I understood, got a good looking over from P.J. Fleck at Western as well.
That's what we understand, too.
I formation.
First.
Man in motion is Alex Walton. It's going to be a handoff to Jerome Washington. He puts his head down. Broke free. He's still pulling Cardinals into the end zone and touchdown Marshall. Man, oh, man.
Jerome Washington showing an awful lot of power in those legs and that upper body of his, just carrying the Cardinals into the end zone. Everybody seemed to have him up high, and you're going to have to hit him down low if you're going to bring him down. Marshall's into the end zone again with another touchdown at the 8:55 mark of the first quarter.
Danny Welke will be the holder for the new place kicker for the Red Hawks. See if we can get a name shortly. I'll let you do that at the break. That's good. So with 8:55 left to play in the first quarter, Marshall now leads 14-6. We'll take this one-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company. Just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at NottawaGas.com.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 OmniSource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Well, we now know who is handling the place-kicking duties for the Marshall Redhawks with the season-ending injury to Sidney Reichenbaugh. It is Tyler Denbrock, who was Marshall's starting JV quarterback. Puts it through the uprights, 14-6 lead. Here comes the return of the kickoff up to the 33-yard line for the Cardinals.
Steven Seltzer on the return.
Very interesting JV game last night that I got to do PA announcing for. Finished in an 8-8 tie. There is no provision for overtime in underclassmen games. Both the Cardinals and Red Hawks scored on their first possession, so then the defense ruled the rest of the night.
Really?
Believe it or not. Here, with just 8:49 left in the first quarter, we've already scored more points in this game than we did in last night's JV game.
Well, let's see.
The entirety of the JV game, I should say.
See if the Cardinals can answer here.
Well, it's Cooper Murphy with his second run of the game, and he gets it up to the 41-yard line.
Close to the first down marker, but going to be a couple yards short for Cooper.
Okay, now a chance to go over the rest of the starting Coldwater offense. Luke Beckhuizen as the quarterback, Chris Vandenhout, Cooper Murphy, the running back, Sam DeMeester, the fullback, Zach DeMeester, and Sawyer Murphy, the tight end. Offensive line, Darian Bradley, Joel Jepson, Cody Truex, Jesse Mangut, and Logan Taggart. Goes 265, 207, 206, 203, and 265. Here's Cooper Murphy to the 45-yard line, and a Coldwater first down.
Cooper Murphy with a gain of about 5 yards on the play, maybe six.
On the defense for Marshall, Travis Mumon, Madison Holthaus, Drew Mazner, Justin Holcomb, and Will Patterson. Most of the guys under 200 pounds, with a notable exception of Madison Holthaus. He clocks in at 280. Linebackers, oh, we forgot the fifth member of the defensive line, Will Patterson. Tyler Horn and Chris Upright, the linebackers, set the secondary after this first and 10 play for the Coldwater Cardinals. Out of the full house backfield. Chris Vandenhout receives the handoff, runs up the right side of the line, and he'll be awful close to the first down. He'll be marked just a yard short into Red Hawk territory at the 45. The Marshall secondary consists of Bobby Owens and Alex Walton as the cornerbacks, Jerome Washington and Owen Osborne, the safeties.
Coldwater mixing it up between Vandenhout and Cooper Murphy tonight.
Well, this is probably the key for the Cardinals offensively. Long clock-consuming drives to keep the Marshall offense off the field.
Well, absolutely. Obviously, we've shown that they can score very quickly.
14-6, Red Hawks, 7-10 left in the first quarter. Here's a handoff. Cooper Murphy left side to the 40. Oh, check that. He's watching the activity on the left side of the line, but Cooper Murphy ran up the middle to the 34 and gave the Red Hawks, the Cardinals, the first down against the Red Hawks.
Now, right now, the Cardinal offensive line, offensive line is opening up some really nice holes for the running backs. Hopefully, they can continue to do that, and as you mentioned, keep that clock moving and keep that Marshall offense off the field.
Our first look at the WTVB scoreboard after this first and 10 play from the Red Hawk 36. Slow developing play. There's a fumble at about the 30-yard line. The Redhawks think that they have recovered.
They have.
They have. Oh, boy. This was a very slow developing play. I couldn't even figure out who had the ball.
I think it was young Sam DeMeester. The freshman did not see who recovered that football for Marshall, but Marshall's going to have the ball now on the 31-yard line of their own.
It is a slow-arriving crowd of Coldwater Cardinal fans the opposite end of the field, but they have turned out in full force.
Yeah, it's good to see the numbers following the kids tonight up here to Marshall for, you know, a pretty big game for both of these teams, actually. As you mentioned, Marshall doesn't want to go out on a losing note. The Cardinals definitely want to go out on a winning note.
Danny Welke with a quick slant pass, juggled at the 30-yard line. It's actually going to be called incomplete. He dropped it.
Well, Brian Hadley ended up with that football and had an open lane to the end zone. Landry Reynolds just couldn't get the grip on it and popped out of his hands. And result is an incomplete pass.
Second and 10 coming up for the Redhawks. As we check out the WTVB scoreboard early in the first quarter, Stevensville Lakeshore leading Kalamazoo Central 6-0. Big game for the Lancers. They win and they get into the playoffs.
Yep.
6-3. Out of the shotgun, faking the handoff, Danny Welke slides to the 31. Being pursued by a couple of Cardinals.
I think that was an intentional slide on his behalf. He had plenty of Cardinals in pursuit of him.
Morgan Sims among them.
Morgan's been seeing some quality playing time in the last few games.
A third and 9 for the Marshall Redhawks, wearing their mostly black ensemble with red shoes. Their pants are solid black, the jerseys are solid black with white numerals, and the helmets are solid black.
Mulkey goes under center, back in the I formation.
They send a man in motion, that is Landry Reynolds, to the right side. Welke looking in that direction, and it's caught at the 41-yard line by Alex Walton. Very close to first down.
Alex Walton, somebody I remember from the Marshall Redhawk baseball team. Very strong left-handed hitter.
They will have an official timeout, it looks like, for measurement. Based on the spot of the ball, it might be about half a yard short of a first down marker. So the clock stops, 5:46 left to play in the first quarter. It's 14-6 Marshall on top of Coldwater. As we revisit the WTVB scoreboard and a future foe next year in the Interstate 8, the Charlotte Orioles playing Adrian. 9:04 left in the first quarter. The Orioles lead the Maples 13-0. Here comes the chain gang. They stretch the chains. And they have a first down by
the length
of the football, right?
That's it.
So what note were you getting?
Got an update from Lakeview and Sturgis. Lakeview on top of the Trojans, 14-0.
Comes as no surprise.
Not a lot. I know Sturgis was going to try and throw the football a lot tonight against Lakeview, and Chance Stewart obviously has a chance to put some points on the board in a hurry, too. So game not out of hand yet by any chance, but Lakeview off to a good start.
First and 10, Redhawks on their 41-yard line. Deep handoff, Jerome Washington up to the 45, just past the 45-yard line off the left side for Jerome Washington. Joel Jepson on the tackle, a gain of 4 on the play. Oh, they're actually going to spot the ball at the 46, bring up 2nd and 5.
Washington got a great start on that handoff from Welke. Hit that line with a full head of steam and taking on the rest of the Cardinals.
I formation with two receivers to the right side, a tight end to the left. I formation. Quick handoff. Going off the right tackle to about the 48-yard line.
Taylor Horn, the running back for Marshall on that play.
I think the first time that the fullback has touched the ball in this game. Back to Meester, Joel Jepson on the tackle for the Cardinals. Going to bring up an important 3rd and 3.
Let's see if the Cardinal defense can slow down this Marshall offense.
I formation, single receivers on either side. It's going to be a handoff to Jerome Washington. He puts his head down. I don't think he's got the first down. The Cardinal pile is pushing him back. They'll only spot the ball at midfield, about 1 yard to go before the Redhawks could get a first down. Let's see if they decide to go for it here.
Yeah. Big decision for Coach Hendershot. I got a feeling he's going to go for it.
4th down.
It's going to be 4th, and looks like a little less than 1 yard. Offense stays out on the field. Welke looking over to the bench for the play.
3:50 and counting left to play in the first quarter. Marshall 14, Coldwater 6. Big 4th and 1 play for the Redhawks. Welke under center. Going to hand it to the fullback. He did not get it. The Cardinals push him back, and they will take over on downs.
Yep.
He didn't get anything.
Yeah.
Whatever forward progress there was maybe about 2 inches.
Spot is basically in the same spot.
Yeah.
No question about it. It's going to be,
they're going to measure it just to make absolutely certain. But you got as good a view of it as I do, and they're about a yard short.
They're probably about a half a yard short at this point. But
unless, of course, the chain gang cheats a little bit.
Well, we hope that's not the case, Sean. Cardinals should get this ball back on down. And they do.
So officially, it's by the nose of the football the Cardinals will take over on downs right at midfield. 3:37 left in the first quarter.
Cardinals with good field position here. Coach Chandershot rolled the dice, and the Cardinals were able to come up and stop the Red Hawks right at midfield, taking the ball over on a 4th and short situation from Marshall. So see if the Cardinal offense can get things going again and hang on to the football.
All house backfield. Lose Beck Hughes under center. Trying for the hard count. Handoff goes right side, Chris Vandenhout, and he runs right into several black-shirted players into Red Hawk territory at the 48.
Looks like 24 Bobby Owens in on the tackle for Marshall.
2nd and 8 coming up for the Cardinals. They are wearing their white jerseys with the red numerals, red pants, metallic red helmets. And I did post to our Twitter and Facebook an image that shows the new helmet design that they rolled out just for this game, another Tyler Rankin original design.
It looks pretty sharp from up here anyway, and from your picture.
The late handoff to Cooper Murphy. He's past the 40, trying to string it out left side, down at the 38, and another Coldwater first down. I took the words out of your mouth, didn't I?
Yeah, a little bit. Cooper Murphy, though, hitting that hole. Nice big hole opened up by the left side of the Coldwater offensive line.
Now we got 2:50 left to play in the first quarter. First and 10, Coldwater from the Marshall 38-yard line. They trail by 8, 14-6.
Beck Hughes in under center.
Again with full house backfield. Going to be Chris Vandenhout.
Beck Hughes is
watching the fake handoff to Chris Vandenhout. He hit the middle of the line, didn't get much, but Beck Hughes and keeps it, runs the sweep right side, and gets up to the 32.
It's going to be second and 5, maybe second and 4.
Second and 4. Ball's at the 32-yard line. First down markers near the 28. Full house backfield. Far hash mark. It's Cooper Murphy up the middle.
Oh, he's going to go
to the 10 and to the 5. And touchdown, Coldwater.
Mr. Money for the Cardinals. Cooper Murphy taking it in for another touchdown for Coldwater. His second of the night for the Cardinals. Makes the scoop. There is a penalty flag down.
Oh, yeah. Hold the line. Start to type out the post that I would have put on Twitter and Facebook and get to those, by the way, at WTVBAM.com along with our live audio stream.
Penalty is against Marshall, and the Cardinals do get the touchdown. So it is 14-12 right now in favor of the Red Hawks.
Well, it was a penalty.
Did not see any motion from the officials. All I saw was them pointing toward Marshall.
I wonder if the assessment is going to be on the point after attempt or on the ensuing kickoff. Now we're going to get the official word from the referee as to what Marshall did wrong.
Penalty is marked off on the conversion.
Perfect opportunity for the Cardinals to go for the two-point conversion.
Obviously, they want to do that here, trying to tie this score up. I'm a money man. I'd give it to Cooper Murphy.
Why not? Red Hawks are stunting, and Cooper Murphy with a two-point conversion. And he nonchalantly hands the ball to the officials. It's a 14-14 tie, minute 50 left in the first quarter, back in 45 seconds. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You'll find fabulous food for fall at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater, starting with their delicious new side, pan-fried apples. They also have savory starters like the Bang Bang Shrimp Appetizer and weekly specials that include apple stuffed pork loin, 1-pound stuffed baked potatoes, and their cheddar ale burger. To top it all off, they have live music every Thursday and Friday night at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
Many choices, one path. Not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Not much action among Branch County teams tonight. That's because Quincy and Union City played their Big A Cascades Conference crossover games last night. And just to recap how they did, Quincy lost at Vandercook Lake 42-24 to finish out their season at 4-5. Union City finishes on a high note, doubling up Addison 28-14. Tonight, Brunson is playing at Bath, and an 8-man football. Tecumseh is at Litchfield. Here at Marshall, Cooper Murphy just tied it up with a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. 14-14 tie. Blaze Watson kicks off, steps into the end zone, and it took the referee about 2 seconds to figure out that it was indeed a touchback. And by rule, the Redhawks will start first and 10 from their 20.
It's nice to have a kicker like Blaze Watson that can put the ball in the end zone almost every time anyway, and keep the other team from potentially breaking a nice long kickoff return.
Our producer back at the studio is very glad to hear about that, the producer being his soccer coach, Ken Delaney.
Well, Mr. Delaney told me all year long that he had a very strong leg, and he's absolutely correct.
First and 10 Marshall from their 20 out of shotgun. Welke with a quick hitter.
Ooh.
Tried to one-hand grab it, Landry Reynolds did, and he just couldn't. Welke put a little bit too much mustard on that screen pass.
Went off the hands of the receiver, and number 34, Tyler Rankin, if he would have been about two steps closer, he might have had an interception and a touchdown himself.
Clock stops with a minute 44 left in quarter number one. 14 for the Cardinals and 14 for the Redhawks. Welke will go under center. Jerome Washington, the running back behind him. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Welke looks right side and was looking for Alex Walton. Overthrew him.
Almost broke up again there by Tyler Rankin.
How about Tyler Rankin from his outside linebacker spot?
He does a good job. He gets all over the field out there. Good kid. Really works hard. Coach is very happy with him and practices all season long, right from the beginning. And
not to mention his artistic talent.
Yeah,
too.
Very, very creative young man.
On third and ten.
Welke fakes. They've got Washington in the backfield.
Running left side, and they force him out of bounds. Well short of the first down.
He does escape a little bit, though, and pick up some yardage, positive yardage for the Redhawks. We have a penalty flag, too. You just barely see it there right on the 20-yard line, holding against Marshall.
And it's going to be the climb that will force fourth and about 10. And now they put the ball down at the 22-yard line. Washington did wind up gaining two out of that run. We see the Murphy brothers, Cooper and Sawyer, getting ready to receive the punt from Danny Welke. Welke is standing at a 6-yard line. No trickery here. Wobbly end over end punt. It is caught by Sawyer Murphy and immediately brought down at the 47-yard line.
That's a very, very dangerous play to make. Sawyer Murphy very lucky that he was able to hang on to that ball. But it's going to give the Cardinals a very good field position. They're going to have it at the 48-yard line of the Marshall Redhawks. First to 10.
Jonas Sobalski credited with the hard-hitting tackle of Sawyer Murphy, dueling number 80s.
We're at the 126 mark of the first quarter, and we're all tied up at 14 between the Marshall Redhawks and the Coldwater Cardinals.
Just like last week's game, the defenses of both teams have started to settle in.
Absolutely.
Beck using under center. Handoff went right up the middle and a very short gain. About one.
Cooper Murphy, the ball handler, or ball carrier again. Hole was all blocked up on the left-hand side. He tried to reverse corrections, and he did get a little positive yardage out of that with a gain of about one, but Marshall able to bring him down.
See what the Cardinals are trying to do, take advantage of the small size of the defensive line for the Redhawks. Hotel accepted, of course. Second and nine, Beck Hughes under center, full house backfield behind him. Taking the handoff, got a wide open receiver.
Cooper Murphy with the catch.
And he comes out of bounds at the 25-yard line, first and 10 Coldwater. What can't Cooper Murphy do?
I'll tell you what, he's been Mr. Everything this year for the Cardinals. Boy, he's running the football tonight. He'll get to that 1,000-yard mark.
42 seconds left in the first quarter.
It's a play we haven't seen too much of. Usually the primary receiver is Luke Stepien.
But in this starting lineup, we've got a pair of tight ends on either side of the line.
Tyler Horn blocked out. The ball carrier number 12. Cardinals.
Sam DeMeester, the fullback, with the run, about 2 yards on the game. Much easier to tell Sam DeMeester apart from the rest last week as compared to this week because Sam DeMeester was had a little bit more pink on him on the pink-out night. 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Let's see if the Cardinals get this last play of the frame off. 4, 3, 2, 1. There's actually a buzzer on this new scoreboard here at Marshall High School. It sounds a 14-14 tie, second and eight for the Cardinals on the Red Hawk 24. When we return after this one-minute break, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming up at halftime, it's another edition of NHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. A very timely topic this week. John Johnson will talk about the process for determining the qualifiers and pairings for the NHSAA football playoffs. Again, Election Sunday coming up, 7 o'clock this Sunday on Fox Sports Detroit. And if the Cardinals win, I'm sure they will all be watching.
Absolutely.
First play of the second quarter, second and nine from the Red Hawk 24. It's a keeper by Beckhuis, and he runs near the 21-yard line before being forced out of bounds by, among others, Tyler Horn. Also, Alex Walden in as well.
A couple of good fakes there by Beckhuis, and able to pick up some more positive yardage.
Ball's put down at the 21-yard line. The first down marker is at the 15. Third and six coming up. More importantly, as far as the Cardinal coaching staff is concerned, the clock is moving.
Also well within Blaze Watson's field goal range at this point.
Beckhuisen under center. And why not give it to Cooper Murphy? But this time the Redhawks had it well snuffed out. It doesn't get anything.
Cooper should have kept going around that left side. I think he might have gotten a first down if he would have kept going that way, but he cut it back up across the grain, and too many Red Hawks there.
That brings up fourth and six. Coldwater coach Jeff Scorfar sending Luke Beckhuis and Zach Demeester back out onto the field. They're going to go for it here on fourth down. It's a 14-14 tie currently.
Let's see some kind of a pass play here. Guys coming out of the backfield. Doesn't look like it at this point.
Everybody's bunched up tight on the defense. And here comes the pass, and it's caught by Sawyer Murphy at the 15. Trying to break free. He's finally brought down while they will spot the ball at the 14, but that will be enough for a Coldwater first down.
I guess right. It was a pass play. Sawyer Murphy comes up with a big catch.
Oh, actually, now they will spot the ball at the 10.5-yard line will put the ball down. The Cardinals can, in theory, get another first down without scoring.
Oh, let's see. Not have to worry about that. Put it in the end zone for another six.
Beckhuis under center, full house backfield. Sam Demeester, Cooper Murphy, and Chris Vannon. Now that's Cooper Murphy left side. He's to the five, and he's down near the one.
Near the first down marker.
Jerome Washington out of the secondary in on the tackle. It's something that we've said in the past. Usually we've said it about the Coldwater defense when your secondary is doing the bulk of the tackling on the running plays, and there's a problem.
Right, absolutely.
I'm going to spot the ball at the 2-yard line. It's going to be second and one. The clock continues to move, 9:35 left in the half.
Standing out, Sam Demeester and Cooper Murphy in the backfield.
14-14 tie, but perhaps not for long. Right side of the line. It's Chris Vandenhout. Touchdown, Coldwater.
Chris Vandenhout takes it in for another six for the Cardinals, and they're back on top. Actually on top, because they haven't been on top in this game, by the score of 20-14 at this point.
Cardinals are going to bring Blaze Watson on to try the PAT.
Score comes with 9:24 left to play in the first half.
See, Colin Wark made it out there on time.
See some protection by the Cardinals on the left side.
Oh, plenty good.
9:24 left to play in the first half. It's now Coldwater 21, Marshall 14. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people. So I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a dad that needs a reliable car to get to his new job.
We're on it, Al.
My new job starts tomorrow, but we have terrible credit.
Don't worry. Rainbow Motor Sales will give you $1,000 for your trade with guaranteed credit approval.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
I never got the chance to mention during our pregame show that wins by the Coldwater Cardinals over Marshall have been few and far between over the last quarter century. After the Cardinals won the Twin Valley in 1986, the Redhawks, and before that the Redskins, uncorked a 16-game winning streak against the Cardinals. Finished this thought up after the Blaze Watson kickoff. Currently 21-14 Cardinals, thanks to a touchdown run by Chris Vandenhout of just 2 yards.
And the PAT from Blaze Watson.
Here comes the kickoff. Once again, Blaze, well, he didn't quite boom it into the end zone this time. It's caught at the 1 yard line. Here comes the run back. Cardinals trying to stop him. He pushes the line forward to about the 33-yard line. Bobby Owens with a run back.
A run back of about 30 yards for Bobby Owens. Nice return for him.
Oh, a 16-game winning streak by Marshall from about 1987 till 2002. Then a very legendary game here in 2003. The Cardinals beat Evan Sharpley and the Redhawks by a score of 21-14. And after that, the only other Coldwater victory against Marshall was a 21-6 win on Jim Hendershot's first year as the Marshall Redhawk head coach.
Yeah, wins have been few and far between against the Redhawks.
Last year for Coldwater's homecoming, the Marshall Redhawks won 52-7 thanks to some guy that you may remember by the name of Tony Wimmerly.
Absolutely. Nice to have somebody not on the team with the name of Wimberly for Marshall this year.
I formation on first and 10. The deep handoff goes to Jerome Washington. Check that. That's Bobby Owens with the ball this time.
He might have got a yard or a little less than a yard. Didn't get too far anyway. Good job by the Cardinal defense in their pursuit.
Set up number 12. It's number 24 that had the ball for the Redhawks. Second and 9. Of course, 2 years ago, we were here for a pretty good game, but the Cardinals actually did have a decent shot of winning before the Redhawks pulled it out 20-16. It was a raw and rainy night 2 years ago in 2011. Welke, five-step drop back. He's flushed out of the pocket. Here comes Randy Brown and company.
They bring him down.
For a loss to the 32-yard line, that's going to bring up third and about 12. Randy Brown is credited with a tackle. Ball's put down at the 32-yard line. It's going to be third and 11 coming up for the Red Hawks. Currently trail Coldwater 21-14.
Good pressure being put on by the Coldwater defense. Big third down play right now for the Cardinals and Marshall.
Two receivers to the left side. I formation, Welke under center. He's going down.
Who was that?
That was Mike Covey with a sack.
Mike Covey uncovered for the most part. Had a free reign and a free lane at Danny.
It came from Welke's blind side as Welke was looking all the way to the left where the receivers were.
Knocks him back for a loss of about another 10 yards. going to be 4th and 22, and Welke's back to punt.
The Murphy brothers back to receive the punt. It's a high end over and kick. Fair catch called for at the Coldwater 45-yard line by Cooper Murphy.
Again, the Cardinals are going to get pretty good field position. They're going to be at the 45, 46-yard line of their own. They've not been pinned back far in their own zone yet tonight, I don't believe. Boy, another nice sustained drive here, taking some more time off the clock would be swell.
7:37 currently showing on the scoreboard clock here in the second quarter. There was a mix-up on the handoff, and they went backwards.
Will Patterson practically in the Coldwater backfield brought down Chris Bandit standing out.
Will Patterson, number 20 for Marshall. Ball's going to be spotted at the 44-yard line, a net loss of 2 on the play. Second and we'll say a long 12.
Chris Vandenel looked like he was limping a little bit out there.
Well, he's still out there.
Give up the middle to
Sam DeMeester, got some of the yardage back, and he gets into Red Hawk territory, brought down to 48.
Going to be 3rd and 4 now for Coldwater.
Had to wait a little bit for that call because runs up the middle are very slow developing, probably by design. Well, Chris Vandenhout will come to the bench with a very noticeable limp. Let's see what comes in for him in the backfield.
Looks like it might be a hand or a wrist or something. Seems to be what he's holding on to over there.
Might be Sawyer Murphy, the other running back. It's Cooper that has it. Runs to the receiver. Breaks free. Down to the 40-yard line and a Coldwater first down.
He just continues to amaze me.
We thought he was going to be down at about 46.
Didn't see him get that first down anyway. And all of a sudden, boom, a little burst of speed, and he slithered through a hole. Picks up the extra yardage, and it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Cardinals now, just inside the Marshall 40-yard line.
Spotting the ball at the 39. Luke Beckhusen under center. And off,
Sam
right
Minster.
Side of the line. Going end over end at about the 31-yard line. Stop the ball at the 32.
Well, he had a Marshall defender there that got a hand on him, and I'll tell you what, it's a good thing he did because Sam was end zone bound.
.525 left to play in the first half. 21-14 Cardinals driving to put 6 or 7 more up on the board. And off
Vandenhout
to Chris Vandenhout, and he will get the first down. He did check out for just the one play, but he's back, and he gives the Cardinals another first down. The drive will continue. Ball will be spotted at the 27-yard line.
Number 33 from Chris Upright
on the tackle.
Again, a good push from the Cardinal offensive line, doing their job tonight, along the Cardinals' rack up some rushing yardage.
Be interesting to see those stats from our statistician, Brady Duke. 1st and 10 from the 27. Delay, fake the handoff. Pusen is going to keep it, and he only got about 2 out of that. Will Patterson on the tackle for the Red Hawks to the 26.
Now, the runs by Beckhusen around the ends haven't worked too much tonight against Marshall.
I suspect that there's a little bit of rough after having sat out about a week's worth of practice.
That's true.
Second and 9. Luke Beckhusen under center. Cooper Murphy up the middle. Off the left tackle and up to the 15.
Another Coldwater first down.
Will Patterson in on the tackle from his spot on the right end.
Cooper Murphy just seems to have another gear out there tonight. I know he's been quick all year long, mm-hmm. but boy, he's got a little extra juice in his step tonight.
Taking it to a whole other level, as they would say. Oh. Marshall jumped.
Yeah.
Or let's see if they... It is encroachment against the Red Hawks, so it's going to make it first and five.
We'll take that.
Ball is going to be put at the 10-yard line.
Not second down.
First and five. The chain gang.
Yeah.
That might be the same chain gang we had at Coldwater the other night.
Up to the Van Den Easter.
How about that? His first varsity touchdown.
I thought it was going to be
Cooper, but Sam's just getting better as the game goes along.
Congratulated by his older brother Zach. Cardinals on top now, 27-14 over the Red Hawks. 15-yard run by.
That was a 10-yard
run. 10-yard run, excuse me, by Sam DeMeester, the freshman. He's going to be fun to watch over the course of the next 3 years.
Think about next year when both Zach and Sam will be on the same team.
Very possibly in the backfield together as well.
Blaze Watson's PAT kick is good. 28-14, Cardinals, 3:29 left in the half. Let's take this 30-second break. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's Pee Wee game. Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Chance to check out the WTVB scoreboard at the end of the first quarter. Pawpaw and Edwardsburg are tied at 14 apiece. Pawpaw 8-0, winners of the Wolverines East Division. Edwardsburg 8-0, and winners of the Wolverine Conference West Division. So tonight's game there in Pawpaw's for the de facto Wolverine Championship.
Now, big game for both of those teams. Two quality football teams at 8-0 each, and a very evenly played game, tied at 14.
Kalamazoo Central currently trails Stevensville Lakeshore 20-0 in the second quarter. Blaze Watson's kickoff caught at the 6-yard line. It's Jerome Washington to the 30, tripped up.
By Cooper Murphy.
Again, what hasn't Cooper Murphy done tonight?
Good low tackle by Cooper Murphy to bring down the big Jerome Washington. Good return by Washington, about another 30-yarder.
Up to the 35-yard line. Well, Danny Welke has 3:22 to work with and all three timeouts.
Well, we know he can do it. Cardinal defense has played well the last two series. Hopefully they can do it again right here.
Welke will snap out of the shotgun. Jerome Washington stands next to him. Two receivers on either side. Welke looks right, throws right, and if Landry Reynolds was about 2 feet taller, he might have had that one.
Yeah, he would have been about 8 feet tall. He would have been okay.
He would have been like Shaq size.
Yep.
Another check of the WTVB scoreboard. St. Joseph leading Manawan 17-7 out in the Smack West. We had a score from the Charlotte Adrian game against Charlotte to be a member of the Interstate 8 next year, along with Coldwater and Marshall. Charlotte Orioles are leading Adrian in non-conference action 27-0. On second and 10, Welke will again snap out of the shotgun with trips to the right side, a single receiver to the left. Take the hand. It was a gift to Washington. Running the sweep right side, broke free. He'll get the first down. Cardinals finally gang up on him. Past the midfield stripe to the 48-yard line. Did he get out of bounds?
Well, they stopped the clock.
Well, that's to move the chains. Washington gave the Red Hawks another first down.
They had a feeling that way. He did get out of bounds.
That does preserve a little bit of time for him.
Welke back in the shotgun.
Christian to the left side and a receiver to the right. Rolling to the left to pass. Here comes Zach DeMeester in pursuit. The pass incomplete, intended for Alex Walton on the left side.
Just a little too hot to handle for Alex Watson.
Walton.
What? Did I say Watson?
You did. You confused him with the Union City alumnus. Second and 10, 2:53 left in the half, 28-14 Cardinals.
Washington checks out of the game at number 33, Chris Upright.
He'll check in as a running back.
Well, can you get to take this snap from under center?
A very tight formation, three-step drop back, looking for Landry Reynolds.
Ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage by the Cardinals.
Third and 10. Clock stopped at 2:49 left in the half.
Balkes has been continuing to try those quick hitters on little slants or passes out in the flat. And fortunately, the Cardinals have adjusted pretty well and come up and hit. Getting up on those receivers.
Austin Siegel coming in as a late substitution for Coldwater on defense. Three-set brought back by Danny Welke. Looking. And it went through Alex Walton's hands, and a great tackle by Luke Sempion.
Yep. Sempion broke up that play.
At about the 30-yard line, the Redhawks are forced to punt.
Alex Walton had the ball in his clutches, but Sempion wrapped his mitts around him and broke that ball out of there.
The Murphy brothers, Cooper and Sawyer, hovering at around the Coldwater 20-yard line as Welty gets set to pump the ball. Takes a couple steps behind his 40-yard line.
Now we saw the kickoff return last year. It'd be nice to see a nice little punt return right here.
Or last week. It wasn't that long ago.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, it's a fair catch at the 15-yard line. Kind of a smart play there by, I think it was Cooper Murphy that had the fair catch. He saw a lot of Redhawks coming after him.
And the way the Cardinals have been able to run the ball at this point, hopefully they can get it out of the red zone that Marshall's that they're in right now. 2:38 mark, the Cardinals on top, 28-14 over the Marshall Redhawks.
Oh, even if the Cardinals don't score this drive, they will get the ball to start the second half.
Now, the big thing here is to maintain possession and can't score, just run out that clock. Don't give Danny Welke another opportunity.
Beck Hewson under center.
Give
to the
nowhere.
Left side. Yeah. Brian Garrett, I don't think so.
Don't have that right, fellas.
That was Cooper Murphy all the way.
Clock down to 2:10 right now. Second and 12 for the Cardinals.
Loss on the play.
Get up the middle with Sam DeMeester. First down for Sam, I think.
And you know what? I was keying in on Cooper Murphy, who was being well pursued on the right side. The applause that you may have heard in the background was for Marshall's incumbent kicker, Sidney Reichenbaugh, who is back on the field in clutches and with crutches after breaking her leg in the game last week at Battle Creek Central. Slow developing play for the Cardinals.
I think that's Murphy around the outside on the left. Might have been Beck Hughes. I'm not sure. Beck Hughes is not a keeper.
And the Cardinals call their first timeout with a minute 36 left to play in the half. We'll keep it here. The Cardinals lead 28-14 and look to add. The ultimate goal is to try and add some more points, but if not, just to hang on to the ball and run it out to the end of the half. So we'll take a look at some of the other matchups going on around the area.
Coldwater did call that timeout?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Perhaps they sense an opportunity to score some more points before the end of the half. We mentioned the Big A Cascades crossover series. 7 of the 8 games were played last night. The big game is tonight. Homer, your Big A champions visiting Grass Lake, one of the 3 tri-champions in the Cascades.
That should be a good one. Homer ranked in Division 7, and Grass Lake ranked in Division 6. So it should be a big battle between those two teams.
Second and about 3 for the Cardinals coming out of their timeout. Beck Husen under center. The ball's at the 33-yard line, and a flag is thrown. Encroachment against Marshall, and that's going to give Coldwater a first down.
Now they were stalling a little bit, like they were going to kind of shoot everybody up the gaps there and everything. And
it backfired.
Somebody got a little too close. Yes, the Cardinals a first down.
Ball's up to 38. Again with Full House backfield. Again, Beck Husen under center. Uber Murphy with the ball. I think the up there on the flags that we was grabbed by the face mask as he approached the first down marker. And I bet you this is going to be a 15-yarder.
Got a feeling.
Ball's currently at the Coldwater 48-yard line. From up here, it looked like the grab of the face mask was with malice.
Yeah, the officials are trying to figure it out right now.
And it looks like they are going to give him a 15-yarder.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's a huge play for the Cardinals there now at the Marshall 37.5-yard line.
They have a minute 32 left on the scoreboard clock and 2 timeouts left.
Sure.
Officials wait for the chains to be put down.
A couple of nice runs here at least and get Blaze into at least field goal position to at least pick up some points here.
Run up the middle. A 4-yard gain on first down up to the 33. And Coldwater calls timeout once again. It's actually kind of a good timeout so that Marshall head coach Jim Hendershaw can read the right act on the defense, especially with the penalties that have cropped in this Coldwater drive.
And it's going to be 2nd and 6 for the Cardinals. 1:20 to go here in the first half. Coldwater on top of the Marshall Redhawks by the score of 28-14. Ball's going to be on the 33-yard line.
Checking out some of the other matchups around the area. This is one of the 2 most interesting games, in my estimation, in the SMAC East, the Coldwater-Marshall matchup. The other one is at Sturgis, where SMAC East leaders Lakeview are visiting the Trojans. The Trojans need to win to definitely get into the playoffs at 6-3. Lakeview will have none of that. Last we heard, it was a 14-0 Spartan lead.
Yeah, well,
Go Lake is visiting Harper Creek tonight, and Battle Creek Central is at Loy North. The other games in the SMAC East tonight.
Yeah, that's too many real, real good games. Rivalry games or anything like that this week at most of our conference.
Oh, come on! It looks like Beck Hughes unable to secure it. Oh, boy.
Regroup. Let's go, guys. Box moving, getting closer to a minute here. Get your play called. The Cardinals are taking way too much time right now.
53 seconds now on the clock. Beck Husen finally under center. It's going to be a keeper by Beck Husen, running left side and brought down past the 30-yard line by Bobby Owens.
What are going to take another timeout here, their last timeout. Beck Husen running around the left side. It's going to be 4th and 3 for the Cardinals here with the timeout.
See what they decide to do if they try to bring in Blaze Watson to kick a probably one of his longer field goal tries of the season.
My guess would be they will run one more play and have Blaze ready to go.
Games going on tonight in the SMAC West. Lakeshore is at Kalamazoo Central. Lakeshore wins, and they get in at 6-3. The other games are pretty winnable for the other top three teams in the SMAC West. St. Joe is at Manawan, Portage Northern at Niles, Portage Central hosting Benton Harbor. In the St. Joe Valley non-conference action, in addition to Bronson being at Bath, Centerville is at Hartford, Cassopolis at White Pigeon. A win by Hartford and Cassopolis in their games, and they get in.
There we go, Sean.
Cardinals switching up to the Wildcat on 4th and 3.
Oh. Tried a little handoff from Cooper Murphy to Sam DeMeester, and when they needed to go forward, they went backward.
Actually, that was Brandon Lewis with the ball, number 10.
Okay.
31 seconds left for the Redhawks to try and do something.
Don't get beat deep, defense. Secondary's got to be wary here.
Pretty intriguing game coming up tomorrow as the Minden Hornets visit Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart Academy.
That is a very good game. Mount Pleasant, one of the top-ranked teams in the state in their division.
The Sacred Heart Academy Fighting Irish.
Menden, obviously, at the top or near the top in their division. There's Wheaton.
Long bomb by Danny Welke. Looking for Landry Reynolds. Incomplete. Well-covered right sideline by Stephen Seltzer.
Welke with plenty of arm to get that ball out there to Landry Reynolds.
See some parallels between this game and that game of about a decade ago where the Cardinal defense forcing the Marshall quarterback, back then it was Evan Sharpley, tonight it's Danny Welke, into making some ill-advised throws.
Well, they don't have
forcing
much
him to rush him.
Yeah, they don't have much of an opportunity here. This is what they've got to do. They've got to go deep for the most part with only 25 seconds to go here.
Rolling to the left is Welke. And this time he finds Alex Walton at midfield. And enough for a Marshall first down.
Nice play. Good catch that time by Walt.
I think it was Hadley in on coverage. And the Redhawks will call timeout with 20 seconds left in the half. Cardinals 28, the Redhawks 14. But the Redhawks driving to put some points on the board before the half. Or Coldwater will get the ball to start the second half. See if we can bring you some scoring updates on the WTVB scoreboard. Oh, here we go. In the second quarter, it was more of a shootout than I expected it to be between Lakeview and Sturgis. Spartans 28, Trojans 21.
Well, I knew that Sturgis was going to throw the ball, you know, tonight against Lakeview. Chan Stewart has had a couple of very successful weeks in the past two throwing the football against their opponents, and they were suspecting that Lakeview was a little not so strong in the defensive secondary. So Sturgis is going to try to put it up in the air, and hopefully the receivers could hang on to the football tonight for the Trojans.
First and 10, Redhawks from midfield coming out of the timeout. Welke will take the snap out of the shotgun, trips to the right side. Welke looking in that direction. And Chris Vandenhout brings down the receiver of the ball, Alex Walton, at the 42-yard line, and the Redhawks burn their second timeout. 13 seconds left on the clock here in the second quarter, 28-14.
Now, I say probably with Welke's arm, you'd take a couple of shots at the end zone.
Second and 3 for the Redhawks coming out of the timeout. Some more scores on the WTVB scoreboard. St. Joe leading Manawan in the SMAC West 17-14. This is kind of an interesting game. The Western Panthers, who will be joining the Interstate 8 next year along with Coldwater and Marshall, they trail the Buchanan Bucks 7-0 after one quarter of play. What's most interesting is where the game is being played.
Harper Creek.
No, actually, they're playing that at El Stockman Stadium in Lakeshore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, Harper Creek's field wasn't available. Well, that's because they're hosting Gull Lake tonight. That's why.
I had talked to the AD over at Jackson County Western, Jason Porter, and I knew he was trying to get a game.
On 2nd and 3, there's a catch and a drop by Alex Walton, a late shove by Chris Vandenhout, no flag coming out.
But Jackson County Western trying to get some teams from the west side of the state to meet them at a neutral site. And Jason has a relationship with Mr. Greenman over at Harper Creek, and they were trying to work something out. Obviously, it didn't work, but so they made the long road trip to Lakeshore. Here it's 3rd and 3 now for Marshall.
9 seconds left in the half. Welke out of the shotgun, trips to the right side. Welke looking left side. And the ball is almost intercepted, looking for Landry Reynolds. Closest guy there was Coldwater Stephen Seltzer at about the 23.
And their feet got tangled up. No interference there. So Welke's going to get one more shot at it with 3 seconds to go in the first half. The Cardinals on top, 28-14 over the Marshall Redhawks. 4th and 3 now for Marshall. This will be the last play of the half, though, barring a penalty.
Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Welke again out of the shotgun. Jerome Washington stands next to him. Three-step drop back. Airing it out deep to the left side, looking for Landry Reynolds, and it's caught. Tackled at the 7-yard line by Stephen Seltzer, and that's going to end things here in the first half.
Well, good job by the Cardinals.
Ben, but don't break.
Well,
that boiled down to.
Absolutely, but, golly, the way Marshall started out there, scoring with less than a minute gone in the first quarter.
Yeah.
You know, and then the Cardinals come back and march down the field and score another 7. And back and forth they went. I think the first quarter ended at 14-14, if I'm not mistaken. Cardinals tacking on 2 more scores in the second quarter, and now lead Marshall at the half, 28-14.
We'll take this 1-minute break and be back with the Branch County Abstract and Final Halftime Report. After this, you're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Changes in the air. Glenn here from Warner Oil Company. While we're not sure what the weather has in store, one thing is for sure. The calendar says fall is back. And I'm here to remind you that Warner Oil is stocked and ready with antifreeze, washer fluid, engine oil, and quality Chevron lubricants to get your fall engine service completed. Don't wait. Now is the best time to purchase these supplies. Over the past 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been supplying your fuel and lubricant needs. Whether to take the chill out of your home or filling your fuel tanks with farm gas and diesel fuel, Warner Oil has been there to meet your needs. Our fuel drivers have years and years of experience. They understand that you are busy and you need them to keep your tanks full. Ask them about our premium grade diesel fuel or 20% renewable. You can call Warner Oil Company today at 517-278-5844. Or stop by to see us Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 400 Ray Street here in Coldwater.